The central Bohemian town of Kolín, some 60 kilometers east of Prague, was the scene of an unusual ceremony on Sunday. Local enthusiasts unveiled a memorial to two cartoon characters, two bears who allegedly met outside the town and whose adventures captured the imaginations of several generations of Czechs since their creation in the mid-1960s. Jan Richter reports.
The tune from Pojďte pane, budeme si hrát, or Hey Mister, Let's Play, a cartoon series which became a classic with generations of Czechs soon after its creation in the mid-1960s. It stars two bears, one clever, the other less so, who meet near Kolín, form a younger-older-brother relationship, and play all day long. On Sunday, the two bears and their creators were honored with a memorial plaque, which was unveiled on the outskirts of the town where the cartoon stars first met. The idea came from František Martínek, a local enthusiast who won the support of the local town hall.
It started as a joke about 7 years ago. I think we had recently seen the cartoon, or there was an article in the paper about it, or something like that. So my brother and I thought it would be a great idea to have a monument to the bears on the spot where they met. The idea was revived this year, so we got down to work, and now it's there.
The first part of the series, entitled Potkali se u Kolína, or An Encounter near Kolín, appeared in 1965, and five more episodes followed. The cartoon uses mostly stop-motion animation, in which the bears acquire various shapes depending on the game they're playing. The series director Břetislav Pojar says he still does not quite understand the secret of their success.
To je taková šťastná náhoda, že to odvisí od moc věcí.
It was a lucky coincidence. Success depends on many factors. The idea must be interesting, which you can't tell beforehand. You also have to have great co-workers, which happened in this case. The animator, Boris Masník, was very good. He's deaf-mute, but was able to render the cartoon a very distinct character. Also, the voice was important. The outstanding Czech actor Rudolf Dale Jr. made the bears come alive.
Způsobili, že ty figury začaly být živý.
Poslouchejte, pane, nejste vy náhodou taky medvě?
Právě teď jsem, pane Hever, dejte líznout, uvidíte.
Moc rád.
The cartoon was an instant hit with Czechs, but its success at home never crossed the country's borders. Přetislav Pojar says this was because it would have been extremely difficult to translate the bear's dialogues into another language. He once heard an East German version, which he says was terrible. About 1,000 people came to the unveiling on Sunday, many more than the organizers expected, with Přetislav Pojar as the guest of honor. Should you venture to Kolín and want to visit the memorial, all you need to do is to follow bear's tracks from the main square.